USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than three dozen kids are among the civilians who have died so far in the Russia-Ukraine conflict. The UN releasing those numbers while saying the total number of civilian deaths is around 550. Around 960 more have been injured. This as the United States is remaining committed to supporting Ukrainians in their fight against Russia's invasion of their country. But Indiana Republican Congresswoman Victoria Spartz is calling on the Biden administration to do more to deter further Russian aggression.
We have some troops in Germany. Why don't we move them forward to show that we are ready if any aggression happens and send a clear message that we are not going to be just playing this politics and, you know, standing there and just doing the statements mean nothing. Russian some of the dumb.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.